USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee hearing, Attorney General Bill Barr is addressing the violence going on in Portland, Oregon.
Federal courts are under attack. Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court?
The Attorney General also says,
if someone went down the street to the Prettyman Court here, that beautiful courthouse we have right at the bottom of the hill, and started breaking windows and firing industrial-grade fireworks in to start a fire, throw kerosene balloons in and start fires in the court, is that okay? Is that okay now? No, the U.S. Marshals have a duty to stop that and defend the courthouse, and that's what we are doing in Portland.
The public is honoring Congressman John Lewis today as he lies in state at the Capitol. He will be outside the East Plaza steps before he is moved to the Georgia Capitol tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
On Monday in the Senate, Republicans introduced their latest coronavirus relief package. That package does include $2,400 for married couples making up to $150,000, plus another $500 for dependents. The bill does extend additional unemployment insurance through the bill, but does reduce the funds. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley saying,
and so this payment will be adjusted so that we have additional payments to help people for approximately 70 to 75% of their income.
Predictably, Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy with the Republican proposal.
The Republican plan falls dreadfully short. It is ununified, unserious, completely unsatisfactory.
Democrats in the Senate did not offer up any alternate proposals, and the American Federation of Teachers have authorized local and state strikes if schools reopen without certain safety measures in place. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
According to the National Restaurant Association survey of more than 6,500 restaurants across the country, restaurants are on track to lose more than $240 billion nationwide by the end of the year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Many of them are shutting down. John Taffer, best known for hosting the reality TV show Bar Rescue, says,
well, Yelp is saying 50% won't reopen. You know, Brian, what nobody's really looking at is every month, in my view, adds another 4 or 5% to that number. Each month there's more casualty businesses that are closing. So these numbers are going to grow and grow and grow. We thought that the virus would quiet down during the summer. We didn't expect that there'd be continued closing growth during the summer, that the virus, in fact, is still growing.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Regis Philbin's family is sharing a way to honor the late celebrity. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Regis Philbin's family is asking people who want to honor the late TV host to make donations to the Food Bank of New York City. They say that will help people in Philbin's actual hometown. He was actually born in the borough of the Bronx. Philbin died last Friday from natural causes at the age of 88. He held the record for the most TV hours ever by a celebrity.
More news can be found at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.